Tucker Carlson releases first episode of Twitter Show. By Jordan Dixon Hamilton on June 6, 2023. Former Fox News host Tucker Carlson released the first episode of his revamped talk show on Twitter Tuesday evening, criticizing the establishment's unwavering support for the Ukraine war effort and its silencing of alternative narratives. In the days after his departure from Fox News, Carlson announced he would bring a digital version of his popular talk show to Twitter soon. Carlson fulfilled his promise with the release of the first episode on Tuesday. Carlson opened his show by discussing reports that the Novokakhovka Dam in southern Ukraine blew up, and he criticized establishment media figures who quickly blamed Russian President Vladimir Putin. "So if this was intentional, it was not a military tactic. It was an act of terrorism. The question is who did it? Well, let's see. The Kokhovka Dam was effectively Russian. It was built by the Russian government. It currently sits in Russian-controlled territory," Carlson noted. The dam's reservoir supplies water to Crimea, which has been for the last 240 years home of the Russian Black Sea Fleet. "Blowing up the dam may be bad for Ukraine, but it hurts Russia more. And for precisely that reason the Ukrainian government has considered destroying it." Carlson said a fair person would conclude that the Ukrainians probably blew it up, just as you would assume they blew up the Nord Stream Russian natural gas pipeline last fall. Carlson criticized Never-Trumper Bill Kristol for immediately denouncing Putin as a war criminal and even more savagely comparing him to former President Donald Trump. The rest of the pundit class made similar clearly coordinated noises: "Putin did it, Putin did it." And the reasoning was simple. "Putin is evil and evil people do evil things purely for the dark joy of being evil," he added. No one who's paid to cover these things seemed to entertain even the possibility it could have been Ukrainians who did it. "No chance of that," Carlson noted. Carlson also chided Senator Lindsey Graham, RSC, and presidential hopeful Nikki Haley, R, for their unwavering support of the Ukrainian war effort. "The Russians are dying, it's the best money we've ever spent," Graham says as a smile spreads across his thin quivering lips as he forms the words. "He looks like a starving man contemplating a breakfast buffet," Carlson said after airing a recent clip of a meeting between Graham and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. "They don't seem like the kind of people who would enjoy flooding villages or starting a famine. In any case, who cares if they are? It's really not your business. Your job is to support Ukraine." Watch Nikki Haley, Republican candidate for president, explain this principle on CNN, Carlson said before showing a clip of Haley talking about how a win for Ukraine is a win for all of us. Carlson explained the establishment's support of the Ukraine war is backed by logical tautologies. He said, "See, it's very easy to understand. It is vitally important for you to support Ukraine because it's necessary for Ukraine to be supported by you. Your support is mandatory until it's finished, or whatever it is, and whatever that means. So shut up and support Ukraine or else you're in trouble." Back when they still taught logic, statements like this were known as tautologies. Something is true because it is. The more you repeat it, the truer it becomes. It's a self-reinforcing reality. There was a time when tautologies were considered illegitimate arguments, not to mention hilariously stupid. Only dumb people talk like that. Now everybody in power talks like that. "Diversity is our strength, trans women are women. Zelensky is Churchill. It's all self-evidently true, doesn't need an explanation, and don't ask questions." Sound familiar? Of course, it does. That's the pap they're serving us day after day in steaming lumpy portions. He also highlighted reports that a whistleblower revealed the US government has a UFO retrieval program, a story he said would qualify as a bombshell, the story of the millennium, but in our country, it doesn't. "So if you're wondering why our country seems so dysfunctional, this is a big part of the reason. Nobody knows what's happening. A small group of people control access to all relevant information. And the rest of us don't know we're allowed to yap all we want about racism," Carlson said. "But go ahead and talk about something that really matters, and see what happens if you keep it up. They'll make you be quiet, trust us. That's how they maintain control." To conclude, Carlson compared the Twitter version of his show to the few Russians who understood what was really going on in the rest of the world during Soviet Union rule in the 1970s. "As of today, we've come to Twitter, which we hope will be the shortwave radio under the blankets. We're told there are no gatekeepers here. If that turns out to be false, we'll leave, Carlson said. But in the meantime, we are grateful to be here. We'll be back with much more very soon. Jordan Dixon Hamilton is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at dixonhamilton@breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter.